Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Well, I don't know if I'm connected or not. So I'm going to do the show, and then I am going to get back to Blog Talk Radio, because this is the second week in a row this has happened, that I can't get into my radio show. And according to me, the way I'm reading my studio, I'm not on the studio. So I don't think I'm being recorded or heard. But I will do it anyway. I heard the music playing earlier. And I welcome you to... This is Sharon Walker, your radio host for Living Eden. And I welcome you to Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And delighted to do so. This is one of the joys of my life, and I'm glad to be back, like last week. Just got back from Florida. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I do hope I'm talking to people and that there will be something for you to listen to this week of this show. And my show is going to be focused around Richard Rudd, introducing him to all of you, and his book, The Gene Keys, which has been out for a long time. And he was originally nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for this amazing book. And it's been part of my spiritual journey of illumination forever since it first came out. And it's just gotten better and better. So I thought it was a beautiful follow-through for all the energies from last week's huge cosmic energetic dance with all of the moon, the new moon, the spring equinox, the Uranus, Pluto square. It was an amazing, and still is, amazing energies out there for us to honor, appreciate, notice, and use them, because they're out there and they're floating around being catching into different areas. Who knows where they're actually being and what they're actually doing. So they're available to us to be conscious of them and call them into a focus through our consciousness, to choose the focus that they will be used on. And let's use their focus as much as is left, because there's still a lot of that left and there's even more coming. And the solar flares that happened and still will be happening. So to focus them on creating the new Eden on our planet, on supporting the planet in her doing that, and supporting all of the people who are connected to and conscious of bringing that into fruition and living Eden ourselves. So let's take some nice deep breaths now. Big and deep and beautiful. Beautiful breathing. Noticing your body and being grateful to it for bringing the breath of life, the pre, the chi, the prana into your body, into your beautiful body. And taking big deep breaths, a galactic breath. And And galactic breathing is breathing through your heart, through the heart of Earth, through the heart of the galaxy, and inside the heart of divine cosmic source. Breathing in, right into your pineal gland, and on its delicious journey out through your body, down your legs, through your feet, into the earth, and your earth star below your feet, and down into the center core heart of the earth. And being conscious right now of feeling that circle of breath. Noticing it touching your heart beat as you breathe through your heart. And your heartbeat connected to your blood. And your blood pumping with every beat through your body saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Excuse me. And we'll do another breath. Breathing in all the way through, filling your belly and your chest in your heart and your shoulders and your neck and your arms and your head. All the way to the pineal gland and back out through your spinal column and your spinal fluid down through your body out into all your nerves that go through all your body, making everything work like clockwork just perfectly through all your body. And down, down into your belly and through your legs and through your earth and into the earth. And loving you. Loving you, loving you, loving you. And now, let's begin our voyage looking at this 25th gene key, which is part of the 64 gene keys of Richard Rudd's book, The Gene Keys. And key 25 that we're going to look at is universal love. The shadow of it, well, every gene key has a shadow, a gift, and a city. And the shadow is constriction for the 25th gene key. The gift is acceptance, and the city is universal love. So we're going to be looking at that. And first I want to tell you a little bit about Richard. He's a teacher, a mystic, and a poet. Richard Rudd attended Edinburgh University, where he gained a master's degree in literature and metaphysics. Having been gifted with an inheritance, Richard used it to go on a decade-long worldwide search for truth and meaning. He studied with great teachers in the East, traveled through the Himalayas, the Pacific, and the Americas. He worked in the film industry in Australia, trained as a teacher of the Chi Kung in Thailand, and sailed across the Atlantic Ocean on a small yacht. During this time, he lived in Manhattan, Oregon, and Hawaii, before finally returning to the UK in 1998, where he met Marion, his wife. Over the following years, they had three children and moved to Devon in southern England. Throughout his adventures, Richard has explored his love of writing. And in 2006, he won the Fish International Poetry Award in Ireland. Richard's mystical journey began early in life as he experienced strange energies rushing throughout his body. This phenomenon catalyzed his spiritual search. All his studies became synthesized in 2002 when he began to write and receive the Gene Keys. It took 7 years to write the book and understand its teachings and applications. Today, Richard continues to study and teach the profound lessons contained in the Gene Keys. Now, it's pretty amazing to me when people just are able to hear in their spirit, in their minds, in their bodies somehow, information that is sent to them. And it happens a lot of times. And amazing things are brought to us that way. I guess you can call it channeling. I'm not sure what you would call it, but thank you, Richard. Thank you for spending the time, the energy, being silent enough, going deep enough to receive all of the 64 Gene Keys and more that you've done since then. Now, the first part of a Gene Key is its shadow. And like I said, the 25th Gene Key's shadow is constriction. And we all have different, you know, ways of feeling constricted. And we also have total ways that all of us are constricted on the planet, and that the planet is constricted by our constrictions of it. And one thing that happens from all these constrictions, which is huge, love dies. Love dies through constriction. And it happens to all levels of society. And first and foremost, in our breathing. Breathing in constriction. And then it creates tightness around the chest and compresses tension into our abdomen and our whole body is breathing in a constricted atmosphere. And we learn it from in the womb. Our parents have constricted breathing. All of society does. So we bring it in. Even at the point of conception, between the sperm and the egg, there's a genetic blueprint of constriction brought in through our ancestors as they struggled through their lives with constriction. And here is the basis for the sacred wound, the source of all human suffering, which is a constriction around the helix of the human DNA. And this is all connected to choking down, holding the constriction down. And it comes to, well, what we're holding down is our wound, our pains, our holding on to anything we hold on to is a constriction. Even love, what we call love, how we know it at that point in time. When we hold on to it, we're constricting it. If you hold, you know, whatever we hold on to is a constriction. People, love, stories, insights, belief systems, breathing, everything that we hold on to is part of our sacred wound and the pains that we have during our life. And the harder we hold on to it, the more we choke it down, the more powerful and painful the wound becomes until it becomes part of a physical experience of our body. And I remember the worst one for me was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago at the most, when I started having a lot of pain in my spine. And it just got worse and worse until I couldn't walk. And my life, I just didn't even want to live my life in that kind of pain. What's the use, I thought, which was another constriction. And the more, when I got the definition of what was wrong with me, the spinal stenosis, on top of arthritis and scoliosis, I felt so constricted in my body. I wanted to get out of it any way, shape, or form. Get me out of this body. I'm in prison. This isn't me. I'm in a prison inside this body. And that's when it gets the worst, this constriction. And if you see, lots of times there's stories on television that I see about people who are murdering other people because they're supposedly in love with the one they murdered, and the one that they were in love with is in love with someone else. And so they're going, well, you can't be in love with someone else. You have to be in love with me. So I'm either going to kill the someone else or you. Constriction can lead to murder in many different ways. In fact, even murdering our own selves. So clinging to things and people and our bodies. And also the movie I saw last night, the second Best Marigold Hotel. What a great story, too. And there's a lot of constriction in there. The young man becomes constricted around his fiance and almost destroys his life. And he becomes constricted around how to expand his hotel and his business. He becomes constricted about how he sees how to do that, which almost destroys his whole business. And one of the old women in it, who is a friend of the man that she's in love with in the sense of commitment and all the stories she's telling herself about it, so that her constriction around all of that is destroying the relationship and not allowing either one of them to have what they want. So these are ways that constriction affects us, and it affects the whole planet, and it constricts everything on the planet. And until we stop constricting all these things in our life, the planet will be constricted too and won't be able to move into the new Eden. So this is our shadow. And the shadow, see, here's where we're constricted with shadows. We think our shadow is evil and bad, and we have all these dark beliefs around our shadows which constrict them. But the shadow also has a divine purpose. The design within it, in our shadows, there's a divine design in it. Of course. The divine source, which is love itself, would not create something that doesn't have love in it, that doesn't have an illumination experience in it. So the design within the shadow keeps us moving toward acceptance. Because we get so frustrated, it keeps us asking, what can I do? What can I do? What can I be? How can I move farther into this? So, and when we get to acceptance, that is the key to unconditional love. and healing of our individual and personal sacred wounds and our planetary sacred wound. And acceptance is the gift of the shadow. Accepting, accepting, accepting. Allowing, accepting. So important. Gratitude for everything. And I don't know if you've ever had an experience where you've really noticed what happens when you accept something. But for me, every time I've accepted something, a door has opened to move. And when I accepted my pain and this spinal stenosis and decided that it had some divine gift connected to it and there were other ways, you know, acceptance is a melting. So when you melt, it's amazing, actually, very amazing. When you melt, everything flows. It's not frozen anymore. So I flowed into many different people and found in that flowing many different ways to heal my spine, which I'm still, actually, I've also flowed into the knowing that my spine is already healed. There is a frequency that it already exists and has always existed where my spine is healed. So that's my acceptance now, the flowing into the frequency, whatever the journey takes to flow into that frequency where my spine is healed. And it's constantly getting better and better and better until I just went on 5 weeks to Florida with no problem with my spine and walked a lot, did a lot of things. And another thing that happens, accepting opens the love portal. It is the key to universal, unconditional love. It is the key to the universe as love. And when you're afraid of your shadow, you remain in constriction and fear, entrenched in the chemistry of your body. The very chemistry of your body is entrenched in fear. And you become the home of victim consciousness. And that is rampant on the planet. Victim consciousness. So acceptance is the key through victim consciousness, moving through the many layers of our shadow and sacred wound. Sorry. And there's many, many layers. You just keep, you know, you get through one layer and you think, and you get to enjoy it, maybe long, maybe short, and then the next layer shows up until we let go and we let go and we accept and we accept. We accept this layer, we accept the next layer, we accept the next layer. And all those accepting layers move us deeper and deeper into the release of victim consciousness, the release of all fear, all the way down to the center of our cells, all the way down through our breath, all the way down through everything physical about us, all the way down into our DNA, all the way back into our ancestry, all the way over our planet. And in acceptance, you meet your own innocence and your own trust, and you carry the seed of universal love to everyone, including yourself. So the city that comes in this universal love, this is the 21st city, is universal love. the primary archetypal energy of love. And when we arrive where everything becomes acceptance, the beautiful rose, scented universal love blooms. And this is where suffering with our wounds through acceptance brings us. Our pain, which is hiding in our shadows and wounds, is also the elixir in the chalice, the holy grail, leading to the heart, which pumps the blood, which says, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And our unacceptance makes us sick and seek, makes us seek until we know that seeking is also an avoidance of our wound. And then we grapple our wound and transcend it as Christ, as the Buddha did, as Gandhi did. We become the uncontaminated blood of the universe, pumping the blood of the universe. So all there is love. Now breathe into all that. And let's do a little meditation with that. Breathing galactic breath to support us in releasing our constriction and knowing that we really don't know anything. And yet we know everything. Let's start with the shadow, which is our wound and fear and constriction. And let our breath flow through that. Just being peaceful in it. And being peaceful in whatever comes up when we think of it. Or go there. Whatever pain, whatever hatred, whatever fear, whatever anger. No judgment, just grace. Asking for the grace to flow into our moment with our shadow. Only grace. We can't make grace happen, but we can open our hearts to it being, because it's always there. So we can open our hearts, intending for it to flow. And let there be acceptance, just for this moment, as we stand in our grace, in the magic of it. Choose acceptance, just for this moment. accepting our wound, our fear, our pain, emotional, physical, spiritual, no matter how deep it is, no matter how huge it is. Just for this moment, accepting. And see what happens, feel what happens. You may not even know what happens if you've never done this. But when you do it, something always happens. So keep on doing it. Excuse me. Breathing into it. Letting your breath permeate it. Letting yourself flow. You have all the support of heaven and earth and angels and archangels. And I think I may have just got on my radio show, and you may not have heard all the rest of it. And I'm sorry. And please let me know. Please let me know if you heard any of it. I'm loving you all. And I have to go now, but I leave you in this beautiful meditation with your wound, with your fear, with your pain. In the energy of acceptance and letting acceptance lead you. Acceptance and grace. And knowing that that's the divine intention of the wound. And the keys to universal love. Individually, as all people, and as our planet. And it is a form of the sacred marriage, the deepest, most powerful form. And please send in your ideas and your questions and your sharings. They're extremely important. And right now, I'm having a hard time with knowing what I want to continue to be in my life, and I would really like to hear from people. It would be very helpful because I have not heard in all this time whether you're enjoying the show, whether it's supporting you, whether it brings up questions, whether anything. I haven't gotten anything. And it would be very helpful to me to hear from you. And I would extremely appreciate it. And also let you know that Stacy Goforth and Valinda Salva are going to be on the show April 18th. And they are the ones who brought us crystal vibration jewelry I interviewed them a while ago, and their business has had quite a few things to share that have come up, how wonderful and powerful these bracelets, this jewelry has been doing on the planet. And I think you'll enjoy having them here again with us. So send in questions for them, too. You can send your questions and ideas and sharings in to blogtalkradio.com/livingeden or IamGoddessIam.com. And when you get to each one of either one of those pages, at the bottom of the page is a comment section. And that's how you can send your questions and ideas and answers and ideas in on that particular page, at the bottom of the page where comments is. And I love you all. You're fabulous. You're wonderful. Thank you so much for being a part of this show. Thank you so much for caring about Earth and each other. And let me know what you're doing, too. Okay. Bye now. See you next week.